It is National FFA Week on KMMO. We celebrate by visiting with our area FFA chapters. With me today is Tyler Schuster of the Boonville FFA chapter. Tyler, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, thank you. First of all, who are your parents?
My parents are Scott and Catherine Schuster.
Who is your advisor here?
The advisors here at Boonville are Doug Hinke and Deanna Tease.
Now, you hold the office of president. What other offices have you held in FFA?
Past years, I was the chapter secretary, and I was also the area treasurer last year.
What is your SAE project?
For my SAE, I have a garden where I grow tomatoes, watermelons, and I used to grow Indian corn. I also work for my dad on Schuster Farms, and I have a service job in here in Boonville at the Isle of Capri.
Tell us about your experience so far in FFA.
Yeah, so FFA as a whole, the experience has been great. I've competed in contests every year. I've been to several conferences. Probably my favorite contest was freshman year FFA Knowledge. I really like learning more about the organization. As far as like leadership conferences, things like that, I've been to state convention, several workshops. The favorite conference that I've been to was definitely Washington Leadership Conference when I went to Washington, D.C. over this past summer. We got to meet with national officers and legislators, and it was really focused on service and giving back to the community, so that was definitely my favorite conference that I've been to. We got to talk with Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, and it was very much a back-and-forth conversation. She told us a little bit about her day-to-day, asked us about our experience, so it was definitely a back-and-forth conversation. It was really enjoyable.
Tyler, talk about your future plans.
Well, my future plans, I plan to get a four-year degree in mechanical engineering. I'm not sure from where yet. Right now I'm leaning towards either Purdue or Mizzou, but that really depends on whether I want to do state office. If I go to the University of Missouri, that's definitely what I'll do, and a few other factors that I'm still waiting on some information for. So hopefully I'll have that decision in the next couple weeks, but I really look forward to moving on to the next step of my education.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be humble about this, but I can't go without mentioning. Tell folks how you did on your college exam.
Well, I took the ACT about a year ago. It was actually almost exactly a year ago, and I got a perfect 36 score on it. So that was really great to get that information back. So that was
incredible. So you got a decision where to go, but you don't have to worry about being accepted, I'm sure.
No, acceptance isn't the thing that I'm worrying about, but keeping costs low as possible is really my main concern right now. So,
absolutely. Somebody younger than you, Tyler, that wanted to be in FFA, would you recommend it to them and why?
I couldn't recommend FFA enough for someone who's graduated middle school, getting into high school, or even if you've been in high school a couple of years. The experiences you have in the organization are unparalleled as far as preparing you for future, doing leadership workshops, learning how to interact with other people, and especially public speaking was one of the contests that helped me the most. In short, it's a great organization with a lot of great people, and I couldn't recommend it enough.
Well, Tyler, listen, thanks so much for joining me today. Good luck with the rest of your FFA career, and definitely good luck as you head to college next fall.
Thank you.
That was Tyler Schuster of the Boonville FFA chapter, as we salute all area FFA chapters and their members during National FFA Week on KMMO.